Good morning. Today is Wednesday, September 8th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Michelle Rivera. With residents returning to South Lake Tahoe, Barton Health has reopened some of its services. Effective immediately, Barton Memorial Hospital is open 24/7, including the emergency department. Urgent care is also open from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. daily. Barton medical offices will continue with virtual and phone visits. Patients are being asked to use MyChart communication for all medical service lines. The Caldor fire has pushed back the first day of class for students at Lake Tahoe Community College. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck reports.
Fall classes start Monday, September 20th, a week later than planned at Lake Tahoe Community College. It's a small rural school located in South Lake Tahoe. It's been a bumpy month for staff on campus. The college went virtual 2 weeks ago due to poor air quality, and last week it closed completely after the area was put under a mandatory evacuation order. President Jeff DeFranco says most of his staff were forced to leave their homes, and local students also had to evacuate. He says school was pushed back to give them more time to resettle.
At one point, it was like a gut punch. We've dealt with just these huge crises, just getting through COVID, and then it's coming back and hitting us again with the Delta variant. And I was like, oh my goodness, I just can't believe we just can't get a break here.
The school is back open online for services like counseling and class registration. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News.
Two key provisions of the COVID safety net have ended: eviction protections and the boost to unemployment benefits. The Mountain West News Bureau's Robin Vincent says that's putting a spotlight on the push for recurring stimulus payments.
A Denver business owner launched a change.org petition last year urging Congress to send out regular checks. Now it's on track to become one of the website's highest performing petitions as it nears 3 million signatures. Meanwhile, several Mountain West states ended their boost to unemployment benefits early to encourage people to get back to work. Haider Khan studies economics at University of Denver. He's one of more than 150 economists who signed an open letter last year urging measures like recurrent stimulus checks and extended unemployment benefits.
Just assuming that people are not working because they have this little bit of extra cash is largely, I think, a misdiagnosis of the problem.
Khan says less money to desperate people amid COVID-related healthcare issues and partial economic shutdowns will have a ripple effect. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Robin Vincent.
An archaeological study at the site of a potential lithium mine will go forward. This is after a federal judge in Nevada blocked a bid by tribal leaders to temporarily stop it. The tribes say the mine is planned on sacred land near the Oregon state line, where their ancestors were massacred more than a century ago. The site is the largest known lithium deposit in the U.S. Lithium is a key component in electric vehicle batteries. Demand for the mineral is expected to triple over the next 5 years. Republican Adam Laxalt is raising fears of voter fraud and talking about preemptively mounting legal challenges more than 14 months before the 2022 midterm elections. KUNR's Dana O'Connor has more.
Laxalt, who is running in Nevada's closely watched U.S. Senate race, is one of many GOP candidates that remain committed to the false narrative that the last election was stolen. During a radio interview, Laxalt attributed Republicans' failure to combat election fraud to filing lawsuits too late in the cycle. Laxalt, who's been endorsed by former President Donald Trump, has said the November 2020 election was rigged, but courts and election officials in Nevada repeatedly defended the vote as secure, accurate, and fair. Adam Laxalt is aiming to unseat Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto and thus swing power to Republicans in the now evenly split chamber. Dana O'Connor, KUNR News.
And some 15,000 people who showed up for a renegade Burning Man-style festival are now leaving the Black Rock Desert area, according to Pershing County Sheriff Jerry Allen. He told the Reno Gazette-Journal that visitors had to contend with high temperatures, very little shade, and smoke from area wildfires. One man was hospitalized after falling 50 feet while parasailing. There were also three arrests, one for DUI, one for an assault with a deadly weapon, and a third for an out-of-state warrant. The official Burning Man was canceled by organizers for a second straight year because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Michelle Rivera, KUNR News.